Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Business on the Edge, extended with Margaret Jackson. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver. We are servicing small businesses with local and national business coaching and consulting services, training classes, professional resources, connections, and industry tools. Connect with us on Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn, Margaret Jackson. Let me know that you're listening to us, and on Facebook, Business on the Edge. And, of course, you can always email me at onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz. Maybe there's a topic you want me to talk about. I almost didn't do the lunch grill today. I am, like, under the weather a little bit here. And I thought, I'll just, you know, put one of our AM 1220 KDOW shows out there for you guys to listen to. And I did do that, but I decided to do the lunch grill. Why not? I'll do it off the cuff today and just kind of talk about some things that are out there that I think are interesting. Some things I think are a little funny, but either case, I hope you enjoy this show today. We always like to thank our listeners for tuning in around the globe each week. We appreciate your listenership. You're awesome. We work hard to bring you shows with interesting topics, resources, professional development. We just want you to get that professional business growth that you need. And so if you don't know and you've never listened to the show, I am the radio show host for AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader. I'm the number one sought-after business coach in the area and opportunities to go and speak. And so I try to get as much done as I possibly can and with holding on to people's expectation on us bringing you some great, great opportunities. We're big, I'm huge on education, youth, college students, so I do a lot of speaking engagements for that. But AM 1220 KDOW, if you do not listen to that show is live every Friday night, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., with a few exceptions from time to time. I'm actually out of state. I am in the Chicagoland area for 2 weeks now. I was supposed to be back in the Bay Area. I am not back in the Bay Area. I am still in good old Chicagoland area. So kudos, White Castle. I have been on a White Castle frenzy. I have probably had White Castle maybe, I don't know, 3 or 4 times, and I'm sure I'm not done yet. And when I say that, for those of you that don't know anything about White Castle and you're like, oh, you've only been like 4 times, White Castle, it's the original slider. So any other restaurant that's doing a slider, please stop the madness, okay? The original slider is the White Castle slider. That is the cuisine after, well, when I was coming up, that was the cuisine after a long, hard partying evening. And so White Castle is like 24 hours a day, and you get these little sliders, you know, 4 could fill you up if you're a light eater, female. I eat about 4. Maybe if I do a double cheeseburger, I'll do 2 double cheeseburgers. Guys, you know, they could eat like a 10 pack. So they are like fantastic if you get them at the right time of day, if you get them at a time during the day that, you know, no one's really buying them. They kind of just suck. They just do. So no offense to White Castle, but you have to get them hot and steamy. So make sure that they're hot and steamy, and they're awesome. So I will do it a few more times before I get out of here on Sunday. But anyway, so I'm traveling. I've been doing this now for the last, what I say on the 1220 KDOW show, it's about 45 days. We're going into more than that, maybe 50, 60 days. Going. What's on the grill today? What am I cooking up? It is off the cuff. I have just loaded a show that we did last Friday, live, July 19th. AM 1220 KDOW, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. You got to listen to this show. We really had a good time. I think we were just really, I don't know if we were just tired or just should forget it. You know, we're throwing everything out the window and just keeping it real in terms of the show. But I gave some statistics on, talked a little bit about, you know, and I promoted this that Friday on our 15-minute promo on Blog Talk Radio. But how do you impact your career and business? And that's a fair question to ask. How do you personally impact your world, your opportunities? And as much as we like to blame someone else for our scenarios not really going in the direction that we want them to go, we really have to ask ourselves. And what I'm really asking is, why do you want to fail? Why are you setting yourself up to fail? You want to fail. If you don't want to do the work, you want to fail. You need to do something else. But that's really the real question. So I talked a little bit about that on the show last Friday, and I gave top 10 lists of really my list of how to create a better future. Think about things maybe that you haven't thought about. I gave some data and statistics about women and men in the career place from the book Women Lead. Women Lead is a fantastic book, Career Perspectives from Workplace Leaders. And it's amazing how the dynamics of business are changing. And I said this on the show. Definitely tune into that show. You can listen to the whole show. I just got it up, so it looks like it's going to be about an hour or so before it's available. It may be available now. But again, you know, I'm not sure. But definitely listen to it. And the name of that show is How Do You Impact Your Career or Business? Because you do. And I think you're going to find it interesting. But for the grill's sake today, I'm just going to kind of throw some different things out there. But you want to think about the things that you're not thinking about and really quit blaming someone else for your lack of success. Everyone has obstacles. We run into obstacles. That's just the way it is. That's life. Whether you're black, white, pink, green, male, female, straight, gay, there's always someone that's going to bring some opposition to your growth and to your future. And what I told my team this morning is you really determine how you respond to those things. Like, and I may have said it on the show last Friday, I don't know, but I'm going to say it here off the cuff. I like Spike Lee's movies for the most part, the ones that he did in his early days, but I don't need 40 acres and a mule to be successful. Apparently you didn't need 40 acres and a mule either because you went on to do film. But for those that don't know the history, 40 acres and a mule was something that slaves were supposed to get to kind of get them going up out of slavery. And so I'm not looking for 40 acres and a mule. I'm looking for my responsibility in doing whatever the heck I need to do to be successful in my career, be successful in my business. You know, I'm really focused on creating jobs, creating opportunities for either more employees or contractors. I want to put people to work. It's just as simple as that. I like Warren Buffett is like so cool to me. I think he's like one of these cool guys that just, you know, if you listen to old people, I like sitting down and just talking to old people, smart old people that just, they just have this crazy wisdom that makes a whole lot of sense. I'm not even sure if that made any sense, but Warren Buffett just says some of the most interesting things, and he'll say things like, and again, I know I'm giving, you know, this is a spoiler alert, you know, he says, I don't look to jump over 7-foot bars. Of course, maybe 21-year-olds or 18-year-olds, but okay, the younger generation. I look around for 1-foot bars that I can step over. Why? What does that really mean? That means work smarter, not harder. You know, look for opportunities. When we do things, you know, say you want to go network your business, you know. I have a team that's going to a networking event this Friday. I'm not going to be in town. They're going to go to this event. Well, they have their strategy in place. I said, we have to win here. You ever go to a football game or a basketball game, and it's like, okay, do you ever see the coach trying to get their team trained during the game? No, they're not. You know what they want to do? They want to play the game and expect that the players, and we're going to bring a coach on. We're working on maybe the 49ers coach, or maybe we'll get a retired coach, sports coach. But I like the metaphor, the coaching concept. No one's coaching during the game. They're yelling at you and tell you, get in the freaking end zone, shoot the three-pointer, win the game. You know, they're not trying to, you know, they don't have you to, excuse me, let's run some laps. You know, let's you know, drop down and give me 20. No. You know, so when you go to your networking events, that's not when you try to figure out how you want to win your game. You win it, and I have these morning meetings with my team every morning at 7 a.m. So, here's the cool part. This is so hilarious. I'm in Illinois, so there's a two-hour time difference. So I can really sleep for an extra 2 hours if I really need to get on the call. You know, usually I'm up at least, you know, an hour or two before the call. I like usually the latter 2 hours before the call. But I'm like, wow, I have this extra time. You know, so that's kind of cool. But I don't. That's where we get our business done for the business. That's where we're focused, and we're talking about strategies for different customers and prospects. And says, this is where we win the game. We win the game in our meetings, not on the freaking game day. You're supposed to be suited up for game day so you can play the game, right? So I like, you know, and so Warren Buffett, I like him because he's like, and when he's in the game, he's like, hey, I don't want to jump over a 7-foot bar. I want to step over a 1-foot bar. And guess what? If you're only stepping over 1-foot bars, you're probably going to create more results, right? You're gonna if there's, you know, 5 1-foot bars, you know, and you know, who knows how many 7-foot bars? Which one's easier to conquer? Conquer the ones, you know, be smart about what you're doing in your businesses and your careers, you know, and I know you'd like to think that you're really competing against someone that you absolutely hate in your workplace, but you're not. You're really competing against yourself. You're competing against your own timeline, your own frame of lifespan that you have, and the other people are just there to remind you that, you know, there is something to be had. If everybody just walked up and gave you opportunities, you probably wouldn't learn a whole lot and push yourself the way that you push yourself. But I'm just saying, this is off the cuff. So I'm just trying to give you some coaching information that could inspire you or agitate you or do something to get you moving. You know, we have our big event coming up in November. This is AM 1220 KDOW's Business Host Presents On the Edge, our On the Edge Small Business Expo Summit, and it's going to be ridiculously great. I'm looking forward to the speakers, the way that we've kind of framed everything. You know, there's going to be on the hour, every hour there's going to be training classes outside of the welcome, so it's going to be 10 to 5 p.m. And so from 11 o'clock to 4:50, you know, there's going to be, you're going to have 3 different choices of training classes, things, information that you can get. You know, the expo is absolutely free, and so the training classes and being a part of that is the next level up, which is going to be ridiculously inexpensive. It's like $24.99 or something like that for you to go and have the entire expo and have all of the classes all day long. I'm talking about all day long. And if you tell me as a small business owner or a business professional you can't afford it, I'm like, really, then you know, I would probably say that you're probably in the sloth family. No offense, I'm just saying, probably. What's Intuit doing? Intuit wants you, and this is on Small Business Trends, so you can find this.com as well. Intuit wants your business to be featured in the big game on February 2nd. And so what is that, the big game? So what they're saying, in fact, I'm going to give you just a little bit of this information, and you can check it out on Small Biz Trends. It was published today, so this is brand new news. So you want to get your business involved the way you have to be in it to win it, right? So start putting, and this is funny, they say start putting your game face on. What are we talking about? Being in the game. Start putting on your game face after supporting small businesses with more than, small businesses for more than 22 years. I'm talking too fast. I'm running on top of my words. I apologize. Intuit wants your small business to compete in the small business big game competition for a chance to win your very own 30-second television advertisement that will air during the big game on February 2nd. How about that? Didn't know you were going to hear that on the grill today. First, so check out the video. There's a video here. So there's a pep talk and football legend Jimmy Johnson. And then enter your small business in the small business game. Guess what? Business on the Edge is going to enter this. Why? Because I want to win. So we're going to do our due diligence to make sure that we're at least in getting an opportunity to win. To kick things off, your small business, we receive the Intuit Small Business Playbook, a guide on hot topics for small businesses, and an exclusive 30-day free offer for QuickBooks Online. QuickBooks Online is very cool. So if you're not using some sort of system to keep your small business, you know, or side business books, QuickBooks Online is really the way to go. That's a really great tool. On top of that, they're going to give you your business will also be eligible for several giveaways, including a $1,000 business grant. Not bad, not bad. To win the big game spot, your business must face off against other businesses and be selected by the public with some help from Intuit's employees in a series of playoffs. So that is fun. I'm going to tweet this. So I'm going to share it on Facebook. I'm doing it right now live. I'm sharing it live right now, right now, right now. We've got 13 minutes left in this show. So I'm sharing this, and so I'm going to put get in the game. You're probably wondering, if you're going to be in it, why would you share it and let other people know, you know, about it? Other businesses, you could not tell them and they not, you know, have an opportunity, because I don't care. I'm going to be in the game with or without you, and it's more fun when more people play. So if you win, congratulations. If we win, congratulations to Business on the Edge, but that would be just fun, you know. And so my job as a business coach is to, you know, help support, you know, and give you that, you know, give you the information. And so, like I said, I compete against myself. I compete against, yes, the competition is there, but I really don't put a whole lot of focus on that in terms of that, other than business planning. Don't get me wrong. There's exceptions to the rules and to information. What I'm saying is I got to get up every day and work my business. With or without you, I have to work my business, right? And so if I'm doing that, then I am not necessarily competing against you. I am trying to live and, how do I want to say that? That's interesting. And live and leave the legacy that is important, you know, that I'm thinking about. So you can't do that for me. I have to do that for me. You know, does that make sense? I hope so. If it didn't, just email me and I'll explain it to you on the Edge at businessontheedge.biz. This is Margaret Jackson, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge, Bay Area's number one business coach, sought after to talk to you and your businesses and your students out here. Tune into the show every Friday night, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you want to learn more about our show, go to www.kdow.biz. It's a great station, business and finance. We are the third largest network in the nation of radio. So, you know, so we have a little swagger there. You know, come in and connect with us. What else is going on? How much time do I have? What else is going on? Again, tune into my show. Tune into the show that I uploaded on Blog Talk Radio. I think you're going to, it is so funny. I was listening to a little bit of it today, and it was just so comical to me in terms of some of the things that we were doing at the beginning of the show. I have a great producer. His name is Kevin. Kevin is so cool. He's like this cool white guy, and if you saw him on the streets, you'd think he was probably a little bit of a nerd kind of style going on. But he's so cool. You know, he plays these cool songs, cool music. You know, he's got a little rhythm going on. I could see him through the glass, and he does his thing. So I love the way that he helps us, you know, create a great show for you. And so this show, he's I don't know what is going on with him on this show. I mean, you're hearing, like, you know, whips and you know, these different sound effects that, you know, come through in terms of what we're talking about. You have to just tune in and listen and let me know how you like the show, if you enjoy it or not. So what else is going on? What else can we grill up on the grill? I'm just trying to give you information, like Hootsuite. Use Hootsuite to, I'm just here today, we're just giving you information. Hootsuite, use that to kind of keep track of what's going on with your social medias. And what is Hootsuite? It is a way of just keeping track of what's going on with your social media. So very cool in terms of some of the tools. Get your tools. You know what drives me crazy? It really, you know, it not only drives me crazy, but it really pisses me off. And I don't know if I can say that on Blog Talk Radio, but it's too late. I've already said it. But it really bothers me. It really, really bothers me. And I don't know if I can say it on KOW. I wonder. I'm probably not. We'll see. But I try it and find out. This is what bothers me about small businesses or people that are wanting to do a little bit extra. They're working and they want to create some new income. We do these ridiculously inexpensive training classes. I've bent over backwards to try to help businesses, small businesses, really develop and fortify their foundation. If your foundation is not fortified, then you're building on, it's kind of like building on sand or quicksand. And so we do, there's this class, and it's like $299 on the web. Okay, it's a professional development class, workplace, dealing with workplace stresses. Someone said, you ought to do a class like this. I'm not going to charge $299 a class. I'm going to charge, and I'll charge for a 2-hour class to sit in my class, $45. Because why is it so inexpensive? Because I know that small business owners do not have a large financial arsenal. I know that if you're working a business and you're wanting to do something on the side and you want to kind of develop that a little bit, you want to invest, but you want to try to maintain as much resources as you can because you're working another job, you're paying your bills at home, you're doing all these things, and I am just trying to give you information. And I'll say this, if you can do a little bit, we can do a little bit, and we'll help support them. But it drives me crazy when people, they not only, we give them that rate, and they still want a discount, or they want it for free, or they can't do it. I'm like, are you kidding me? Everyone has a story. And I say that because I just invested in PR Web, Bocus. PR Web is like number one in terms of getting out press releases. And so we created this deal with them. The whole package is like $2,000, right? We are a small business. Yes, I am a business coach. I am on the radio. But I invest in those things. They said, where do you get the investment? We don't have any money. You must have had money. No, I didn't. I have someone's ringing my doorbell. I can't do this right now. I can't even answer the door. I'm here somewhere else, and I'm like, this is live. I think it's my family's neighbor who's bringing over some. They're bringing some fruit. So let me just pause for the call. What can I do? I have to answer the phone. I have to answer the door. This is like live. Hi, here we're live on air. Hi, how are you?
What's your name?
I am Margaret Jackson. Yes. From Illinois.
Oh, well, no,
I'm sorry, from California. I'm in Illinois.
California, yeah.
Yes. How are you? Thank you. You're bringing corn over. He's bringing corn over.
Well, I ended up first.
The whole, oh, yes, absolutely. How awesome is that?
It's good corn.
It looks like it's good corn. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
I know you do.
And my family will appreciate it. I will let them know. You're the neighbor next door right there. Yes. You're from Kentucky. All right. They're good neighbors. I'm glad to hear that. Thank you.
They're the best.
I'll let them know. This coming Sunday.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Well, you enjoy your stay.
Thank you so much. We've got some corn. They put on a lunch grill, people. You know, you don't have that anymore. You got neighbors bringing over corn. Come on, can we just get back to the basics? This is like the best. He bought over this corn. Where I'm located is in, if you know anything about Illinois, the town that I'm staying in, not far from Chicago, Chicagoland, is Yorkville, Illinois. So there's all of these cornfields. So it's hilarious. But this guy is their neighbor, family members that I'm staying with, that we are throwing some corn on the lunch grill. How could I not answer the door with this guy in the door? I don't know if you're going to hear this anywhere else on Blog Talk Radio. But like I said, this is fantastic, and that's a great example. We need to be neighbors to one another in business. Like, for example, sharing the opportunity to be a part of Intuit's contest. That's neighborly. That's business neighborly. We've gotten so used to just this competitive nature that we cannot share information, share opportunities. You know, I figure if I'm supposed to win, everyone on the planet that has a small business can get in this contest, and I'm still going to win. So I don't concern myself with, you know, sometimes we major on the minors, and so don't major on the minors. I got about 4 minutes left in this show. I am still cracking up. This guy, he must have been like 80 years old. So, oh, great. You know, so I do have a call coming in on my cell phone. This is a live show on my cellular. Will not be answering that call. That's coming in on that. But we want to be the best at what you're going to be. You know, think about what you want to focus on. Tune in to the show that I uploaded. That is a fantastic show that is going to give you top 10 tips on really how to really impact your career. I want to see that impacted. I want to see your business impacted. Like I said, it drives me crazy that people don't want to invest. I invest in radio. I invest in developing Business on the Edge. Business on the Edge was not a business. Business on the Edge became a business as a result of the radio show. I had another company called Cool Rain Productions. If you want to go to coolrain.com, you can see some of the things that we are doing out there. Rain is spelled like the king reigns over, or the queen reigns over, you know, England. So reidn.com. And so we still do a lot of production work, opportunities that we focus on, multimedia, as well as business. You know, business is also one of my sweet spots. And so we want to help support those opportunities. But Business on the Edge was really a radio show, and it's called Money 2.0 Business on the Edge, and I'm part of a money team with KDOW. And we're just trying to help people. We're trying to help you with your retirement, with Rob Black, who is awesome. If you don't know who Rob Black is, it's like, what? He's like eighth in the nation in terms of retirement planning. Loves working with college students, trying to branch out there to help them with some financial intelligence in terms of dealing with money and retirement. They need it. You should start thinking about retirement like, you know, yeah, if you have any, if you just had a baby, they need to start thinking about retirement right now. Really, you know, if you're in high school, you know, and you're working, you really should be thinking about retirement. Isn't that crazy? When I was in high school, we weren't, but I've worked. I've been working since I was very, very young, since I was 10, 11 years old. I should have retired several times. But this has been a fun off-the-cuff radio show. Tune into our AM Post 20 KDOW show, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, www.kdow.biz. If you have any questions, on the edge at businessontheedge.biz. Talk to us about getting an opportunity to come onto the show. We are looking at those that have contacted us with regards to coming on Blog Talk Radio and KDOW. So if you are listening, we have not forgotten about you. We are working through our processes to see whether or not we're interested in right fits, right information, and whether or not we, you know, some of you guys are out of the country, so we want to make sure that we're giving information that we really understand how other nations are working in terms of their small businesses. So that would be an interesting show as well. And again, check out our website, businessontheedge.biz. We have training classes coming up, and one of in our training classes that are coming up, you can register for them anywhere in the country. We are going to stream that. We are going to be on any meeting, so you will be able to participate if you want to register for that. So we'll get that information up for you as well. And again, you're listening to Margaret Jackson, Business Coach, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge Extended here on Block Talk Radio. And remember what I always say, live life on purpose and with a purpose.